Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
During the biggest fire catastrophe in Canadian history, on June 2nd, there were over 100 forest fires in Quebec, with 10 of them out of control. The province's fire prevention agency says it only has the ability to fight 30 fires. This massive outbreak of fires was captured by longtime geological watchdog YouTube channel, Dutch Sensei.
Here's last night. Here's today. All of southeast Quebec just caught on fire, guys. All of it. Insane. Insane. Look at that. The whole thing. All at once.
Michael Janich of the Dutch Sensei channel has been monitoring earthquakes and other geological activity for years, successfully predicting earthquakes and issuing warnings when the USGS won't. Janich has often reported on fires that break out along the edge of the plate craton, or fires that break out around volcanoes.
All the way across central Mexico from over here, following all the way across over to here. All fires, all at once, all yesterday. Not normal. We don't normally see this. So that being said, I want to just show you what's there, and we'll just go zoom in from over here all the way across to here. Let's just zoom in the middle. Well, we could start over on the left side, or in the middle, you'll see a bunch of little dots on the ground. As I zoom in, you'll see they're changed from dots to actual volcanoes. These are all volcanoes. Every single one of these, the big ones and the small ones.
And he's captured images of what appears to be directed energy weapons sparking California wildfires in 2020. But the fires from last week were not along the edge of the craton or near a volcano, as far as we know. The only other explanations would be that it was man-made, and there was no sign of a directed energy weapon.
It's not just a Canadian forest fire problem anymore. I'm going to have to say it, guys. It looks like you got a problem going on up there that might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? You think that these fires might be related to, I don't know. What do you think? Terrorism? Directed energy weapon? War? The Russians? Chinese? What? Ourselves? All the above? Whatever. This level? You're going to burn out everybody? You're going to burn out all the natural wildlife and everything? Come on, man. Even if you're an anarchist or something, come on, guys. Look, dude, I don't see you burning down the Federal Reserve. Not that you want to. I'm not telling you to. I didn't say that.
There was evidence of arson in the American West Coast wildfires. And U.S. climate czar John Kerry just called out for his instinct rebellion mob to be more militant.
We have to fight on multiple fronts simultaneously. This is the biggest organizational effort that I think we have faced, certainly since World War II, but perhaps ever. We got to push more. We got to be more militant, maybe.
Just like California and Australia, these fires will be blamed on cow farts and human civilization. The captured government of Canada is telling the people to stay out of the woods. They are ignoring volunteer firemen and asking Trudeau for the military and foreign workers to rebuild. The New World Order needs an excuse to lock us down one more time, and this could be it. Burning people out of their homes is an old tactic used for stealing their land. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Shane Cashman, the staff writer. with Tim Kass and a very successful, popular author of Tales from the Inverted World and more comes up next on the other side. We go to the Joyless Kingdom with Shane Cashman straight ahead.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Heard that a journalist was in town wanted to interview me. I mean, he worked for Tim Kass, and I looked at him like, oh, yeah, Shane Cashman. I've done some great podcasts with him. I think the biggest podcast of Culture War that Tim Pool's done is our episode together. I'm like, wow, I'd love to have him as a guest, actually. So we bumped the guest today to get him in here. So Shane Cashman, sure, he wants to cover the waterfront. He's kind of doubling here so we can do an interview, too, for a news article he's writing for TimCast.com. He's at Shane Cashman on Twitter. So, Shane, we've got the rest of the hour here to cover so many wild subs. You got three pages of notes there. So I guess you're kind of in charge now. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, it's so good to be here.
Thank you for having me.
It's crazy to be here today, which happens to be the birthday of the artist formerly known as Kanye West. So happy birthday to Ye. And we share a connection with Ye because I was with him right after he was here last.
So you were able to interview him right after he did that?
Yeah, the day or two after I was in L.A.
And I was asking you what he really was doing. You say it was Andy Kaufman?
I think he's being Andy Kaufman. I think it's a bit performance. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff he believes that he's saying, but I think he truly is a performance artist and one of the best ones alive.
Well, I mean, we know he's a famous performance artist and one of the most famous, but so that was literally just to shock the world? Because I wasn't in on it. People asked, did you know? No. He's like, no, I'm not going to praise the anti-Semitics if I'm going to stop that. And I'm like, well, that's good because that's division. You say whatever you want.
Right.
And then he shows up with a mask 1 minute before airtime. And it was just, it went off the rails from there.
The net was right here.
Netanyahu.
Yeah, you're
sitting where he sat right there.
It's amazing. No, I think it was a lot of performance. But, you know, I was saying if I was here that day when he was saying that the Nazis did good things, I would have said, well, America thought the same thing because he brought them over after Paperclip. You know?
Yeah, so exactly. You can't bash Kanye because he didn't bring 35,000 Nazis over and put them in charge of the whole government.
Right.
So that would have been a great comeback for him to the ADL. Like, hey, I mean, are you mad I didn't hire him like you did?
Right, the government did it. We got to the moon with him. But yeah, that was fun. So happy birthday to Ye. So I don't know. I think he might be running for president still. I think that might still be a thing.
Yeah, I've been told that.
So it might happen. But yeah, no, it's good to be here.
So you don't think he's being blackmailed with tax stuff or something and was told to do that?
I think he just really knows how to burn the simulation. I think he knows what's going to, like, all the right buttons to press because he's been doing the same thing his whole career. From his first song that went big with Jesus Walks, it was kind of taboo to say Jesus in a pop song, you know, and that kind of lit the world on fire. So every kind of cycle of Ye's career has been just this extension of turning the world on fire.
Including I love...
Yeah.
See, the media is so deceptive, I can't even say that as a joke. I'll take it. Jones just said he loves Hitler. You know, it's like.
Yeah, no, I think it was performance. But he also said, I love the Jews.
He said, I love everybody.
He did say that. But yeah, no, if he runs, you know, I think it'd be interesting. I'm curious what you're thinking now of 2024. Are you like completely, like, is the country going to survive another election?
I'm not sure. But their plan is to have it not survive and collapse and they can reorganize it. Trump was like 10 points ahead of DeSantis. And then as soon as they indicted him in New York with that kangaroo operation, he went like 30 points ahead. Now they're getting ready to federally indict him next week or the week after. And these people are insane. I mean, they don't get the Streisand effect. You fire Tucker Carlson when he has 5 million viewers, and now he's got 105 million viewers in one day. I mean, it's not working here.
It's great seeing the indie media take over because the corporate press has been so weaponized against all of us, you obviously.
Yeah, the corporate press committed suicide.
Oh, yeah.
And then they keep thinking if they just shut us up, they'll be popular again. No, everybody else could be dead. No one's going to watch you. You understand that? Like, you could shut down every new person that comes up. A potato would have more viewers than CNN. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no, I know. So are you into Trump running? Like, how are you with Trump these days?
Well, look, I'm not a pragmatist. I'm a realist. And so I don't make my decisions from a pragmatic perspective. I'm very ideological and really believe in what I want. But I'm a realist in that if I've got, you know, Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom, yeah, and they stole it from Trump at the beginning, so it's like the public actually already elected him. So even if I don't like Trump at certain levels, the people elected him, so I'm going to respect that. And I do like Trump at a lot of levels.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be chumped at the same time, and he's still running around saying the vaccine's good. You know, he came out and said, oh, we're going to investigate the cause of autism. Well, I mean, okay, you're going to put a Band-Aid on the gunshot wound you just gave us? So that's a big deal, but getting rid of Roe v. Wade, securing the border, standing up to China, shipping jobs back, making us energy independent, I mean, you know, pulling us out of the UN, WHO. I mean, he did
Abraham Accords.
So many, yes, peace deals, yep. Peace deals with North Korea, yep. So many good things, but you could have the greatest dinner set there. And then, you know, and then if the waiter climbs up on the table and takes a dump everywhere, it kind of still ruins the meal.
It ruins the whole
thing. So I'm trying to, like, ignore all the crap that Trump spewed all over the table and kind of to bite around it.
Yeah.
But it really does have a bad smell.
Yep, I know.
Whereas Gavin Newsom is a giant pool of dead babies and rotting flesh. So I'm kind of like, well, I better just eat around this. And,
you know. I agree. There was so much I love about Trump. Also, he had Right to Try, which I thought was interesting. He passed that. But the end of the pardons were tough. You know, as much as I like Lil Wayne, we should have had Julian Assange.
Yeah. Very insulting that it wasn't Julian Assange.
Yep. And, you know, but I'm willing. What do you think about RFK? How are we with him these days?
I think he's totally for real. I mean, I think he's wrong on some issues, but now he's pro-gun. Now he wants to control the border. Now he says carbon taxes are a scam.
Yep.
The system hates him. He's trying to ignore him. And they're in panic mode over him right now because he's in a dead heat. Even Washington Post had a headline about that. Here's the hill. RFK Jr.'s rising profile sparks Democrat jitters. And there was a similar headline in the Washington Post where, like, he's the leader. I mean, he's smart. He's a Kennedy. He's a populist. He
understands what the CIA has done more than
they murdered his father and his uncle.
Yep. So, you know, that's the things that aren't appealing to him. To me, about him are his stance on abortion. I think he's pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's at the state level now, so I don't know how much he can affect that. I'm not really sure where he's at with gun rights, but I know he's doing gun-free zones when he's talking. So, you know, which I understand, but...
Well, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what he'll do with that moving forward. Again, hopefully...
Well, he came out and said the main issue is people on psychotropics are doing the mass shootings.
Right.
And he said, nobody's taking your gun. You have a right to self-defense.
Right.
The other Democrats are saying, we're going to take your guns. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I'm going to take your semi-autos. So... At least he's coming towards us. Doesn't mean I'm trusting him,
yeah.
But man, he's a reform in the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, let's be clear. He's night and day compared to Joe Biden.
Oh, my goodness. Joe Biden's a corpse.
But he's, exactly. And he's night and day compared to Obama.
Yeah, no, I know.
And so here are these phonies, total phonies. I mean, look, he's the real environmentalist out there. He gets toxic waste dumps cleaned up 40 years ago. And he's saying the carbon tax is a scam to transfer wealth and enslave us. I mean, he gets it.
Yep.
And look, it's like Elon Musk saying to the globalists, 3 months ago, the world government's bad, we shouldn't have it, centralized power is evil, your world government's bad. Whether Elon Musk is good or bad, those statements are irrevocable.
Yeah.
And they're definitely have pulled 59% of his funding. That shows me they're not happy with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're attacking all of them. I mean, the second RFK and Elon did the space, New York Times already had the article ready to go, right? And they had so many... qualifiers before they even got to his name, vaccine hesitant or whatever they were calling
exactly. It. Exactly. Here's the bigger question. Why is JFK or RFK Jr.? Why is Elon Musk? Why are all these people suddenly sounding like Alex Jones? Any way you slice it, it shows they know there's the Great Awakening there. They bare minimum have to cater to it, which shows how far we've come. Regardless, we've got the ball, folks. Yep. Humanity wants freedom.
You can't deny the false reality that we're in. I mean, you've been talking about it for decades, and people, you know, kind of got with it when the Epstein thing broke. And they're like, oh, wow, Alex has been saying this for a long time. But all this stuff is kind of coming to fruition, and if you ignore it, then you're actually brain dead, right? Like, you have to. And
you actually believe two men can have a baby if you're young.
Everything's upside down. So I think, you know, and COVID accelerated the false reality where, you know, we saw everything work in tandem to push the shot, to push lockdowns.
And I think it's the COVID power grab that blew up in their face. I mean, mm-hmm. I think they still had a shot at this, but the COVID, and people aren't forgetting about it. They're more and more they're understanding the abuse we just went through.
It backfired.
Backfire.
I mean, a lot of people bought into it. Trust me, I was in New York.
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, it worked for a minute.
Yeah, oh,
it's like a woman that's got a husband that breaks her jaw. Yep. She kind of buys into it the first few weeks, but later she's like, you know, he broke my jaw.
Yep. Some of those people will never forget the fear that the media put in their hearts from COVID, from lockdowns. I remember being on a trail in Bear Mountain, New York, and people had to skip. They were almost about to jump off the cliff, rather doing that than walk by me on a path because I didn't have a mask.
Oh, I had people yell at me, and a guy goes, sick him, and his dog bites me in the arm because I wasn't wearing a mask.
Yep.
And then he called the police on me when I punched the dog in the head. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit partdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What do you think is going to happen as the Great Awakening that's clearly here accelerates and all these people that double down and serve the system, no matter how it abuses people, no matter how it lies, no matter what it does, the impending indictment of Trump, all this insanity, what's going to happen to them as they realize they're being betrayed by the very system they're willing to do anything for? And I think we answered our own question. These are followers. You think of the CIA or the Justice Department or the bureaucrats as like a James Bond character. Or Jason Bourne. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Hollywood. These are like mentally ill pedophiles, okay, and neurotics and schizophrenics with badges and guns who literally are completely dysfunctional. I mean, the reports come out of the way they live their lives. And I'm not saying all of them, but more and more they've recruited this dysfunctional weirdo group in charge. You know, like the guy stealing handbags that's in charge of the nuclear stockpile. And it's not just him. It's like everywhere. They're doing this to demoralize us, but then they think it gives them power, but then it discredits the system more. It's just...
This is why
it's crazy.
As much as I love the talk of abolishing the CIA, the FBI, all of them, all the alphabet agencies, which needs to happen. RFK said it. I think Trump has said it. But the dark consequence of that is that once those people who are under those umbrellas are out, it's like we just have terrorists running loose. Because that's what they are now in the government. They're people who want to seek harm. They seek harm on the American people, on all of us, right? So once they...
Yeah, it's almost like they're controlled in those agencies.
Right. And once they don't have that cover anymore, does that hate just stop in them?
I never thought of that. It's kind of like the Nazis made more trouble once they got beaten than when they...
Right.
Oh, my
God.
It's
terrifying. I don't want to... Because I'm trying to be optimistic, though, because I still have...
Well, it's like Korea, and our veterans are great, but the whole motorcycle gangs, Hell's Angels and all that was after Korea.
Right.
A bunch of guys came back who did not give a damn.
Right.
Okay. And it's like that was, you know, a big issue for people, because, you know... Yeah. And the biker gangs were like angels compared to these people.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, yeah.
I mean, at least the Hell's Angels didn't want to kidnap your kids and screw them in the ass.
Right. They did some terrible stuff, but yeah, this is... we're on another...
No, they killed other criminal groups and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But, no, it's terrible to think about what these people will end up doing. But the people who bought into it who aren't in that system, who are just like the normal people in the world, there's a phrase or a word, I think it's called anomie, and I think it means like when someone confronts their God or their belief system and there's proof that either disproves it or they double down on their belief with that proof, or they accept it and they move on and have like a new worldview. So I see people doing that now when we talk about the Elons or the RFKs or just normal people I know from New York. There were people who would vote liberal, mostly leftist. And when COVID happened, they saw how it was affecting their children and it kind of made them open up and see like, okay, I got to stop buying into this belief system of the government going to help me. It's not my parent, right?
And I always forget his name. Who's the guy that I love him as an actor, I hate his liberal policies, that plays the Shawshank Redemption guy? Tim Robbins, is that it?
Tim Robbins, yeah.
He's like totally awake now. Oh, it's enslavement and big pharma's taking over our bodies and they're dehumanizing us and killing us. I mean, they've got a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just him. It's like across the board.
I think a lot of people are just really afraid to say it out loud because you look and see what happens. You know, the government, as far as I'm concerned, used to operate in blood. And it used to be assassinations, like RFK knows all about that. Then they moved into character assassinations, which I believe you know a lot about, right? And the character assassinations happen to people in the media. It happened to people, just you and me, right? So what scares me is now they're going to move back to the previous plan of the violence.
Well, I agree. In the old days, it was all about how many people can you put on the ground to kill people.
Right.
And back then, there was Russians and all mafias and, you know, the military, you know, was going around killing people in the U.S. People don't know that. They were naive. The death warrants were signed every hour. But it didn't work. The intimidation and murder didn't work. So it all went from human intel to digital starting in the 90s. And then the Clintons kind of continued the killing some themselves. But by the mid-90s, you know, killing's too hard. People that do the killing get blackmailed. The guys that do the killing figure out they get killed. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem is the guys they send to do the killing end up knowing they're going to get killed.
Right. Yeah. And it sounds crazy.
I actually had family that did that. Yeah. He died a few years ago, but his professional job in the Army as an Army officer was he would just sit there like the Jason Bourne guy and they'd give him the orders and he'd go kill people.
Wow.
Here in the U.S., it was mainly mafias and stuff, but
right.
Then it got, people say you never got out of CIA. That's not true. He got out of it at a certain point.
Right.
Because the stuff was criminal. And he said, I'm not doing that. They go, good. You passed the test. They, you're like, yeah, you passed the test. I'm not doing that. You really wanted me to do that. Now you claim, oh, you passed the test. You're a good guy. Because what they, that's how they test these units. Yep. And it's like, okay, now, wipe out the entire family and say he killed the kids. No, I'm not doing that. It goes to the Tony Montana moment, which is fictional, but, you know, based in composite true stories where he goes, hey, I told you no women, no kids. Yep. There's kids in the car. I'm not going to blow them up.
Right.
I mean, Tony Montana keeps his soul at that point.
Right.
No women, no kids.
No, people, it sounds crazy to a lot of people who aren't as plugged in as we might be, but, and I think we were talking about this earlier before we went on air. And no matter how modern we look in this world with our suits and our nice cars and all these buildings, we are still just as barbaric as we've always been. Like, we're still doing human sacrifice. Abortion is sacrifice, I believe. The turning kids into the trans movement is a form of human sacrifice. And it's also, it reminds me of what went on in the Cultural Revolution, right, in China, where they're basically, you erase the history, you destroy the kids, and you get to rebuild the future. A dark, disgusting, depraved future, right?
They just want to play God, and I think we're weak because we won't target kids.
Right.
No, they're weak. They'll do it.
Right.
Because once you go over that cliff, I mean, take Latin America. 20 years ago, nobody would target kids. 30 years ago. And then suddenly one cartel leader, who was the big boss, Escobar, began to target everybody. And then it was just and now MS-13 routinely just kills babies.
Oh, I know. It's.
I mean, right in front of their parents, blows toddlers' heads off. Like, what?
Oh, it's so dark.
And again, the bad mojo of that. Don't even tell people what God does to you when you kill babies. I mean, it's not.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
You're done. Your soul is done. And what we're experiencing on top of all that is this crazy trick that they've played on people to self-sacrifice, right? So we're seeing people just, they're offering themselves up to this demonic force.
Well, when you do that, is this one thing to do an abortion, not know what you did? But when the left goes, I know I killed that little bastard. So
that's it.
I love killing babies.
Right.
When you love it, you're done. You're fried. Yeah. And you see those people have dead eyes after that.
Oh, yeah.
You are literally becoming a slave of Satan. Satan needs you to commit a crime like that because God will remove the spirit. And once that transmission's not on you, you're now perfect to be overlaid.
There's a trend on TikTok, I think it is. I think it's on TikTok, where there's a bunch of young women talking about how they're haunted by the fetuses they aborted. And they have that, like...
Oh, I was haunted. I mean, I really believe it was a blot of tissue. And I wasn't trying to get women pregnant, but I was extremely fertile. I got 4 children now. But when I was, like, 18, I could look at a woman get her pregnant. And these girls would usually tell me later, oh, I got an abortion, you know, well, give me $300.
Right.
But it happened, like, five... And my dad, one time when I was, like, 18, found the abortion bill and just very coldly said, you're not my son, you quit killing... my grandchildren, he said, I want you to get out of here by Saturday. It was like a Thursday because you got 2 days to get out of the house. And he said, I'm so ashamed of you. And, you know, and the weird thing was that over the next 6 months, I started having nightmares, being haunted about it. And then that's when I had that kind of wake up, come to Jesus moment again. But it's definitely real.
I think a lot more people need to have that moment right now. You know, the pastor made a great point about the strength of the power of prayer. Right. A lot of people have turned so far from God now that we're in a godless society and people have turned to nihilism. They kind of obey nihilism, which is terrifying. You know, I worked in colleges for a long time, and I saw these young kids who just had meaninglessness in their lives.
Let's talk about how we combat that and go through the rest of your questions.
Yeah.
On the other side, Shane Cashman, at Shane Cashman. He works for the TimCast.com. We'll be right back.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. we need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Alright, Shane Cashman came in to interview me for a Timcast, a big article. And he's in a talk show, host of Coast with him. I said, well, just come on the show, so here we are. But we were getting into the Great Awakening. As for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Newtonian physics has been proven correct, at least in this realm, in the third dimension. And so as bad as evil gets, it only makes good rise that much more. And then there's our intention, how we guide that good and how we counter it. So as negative as things are, we should... you know, really have some positive points here. But you were talking about, when you got caught up on the break, working with young people in college and what you saw.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. You know, it was a Catholic college, too, which is hilarious. But, you know, all the caricatures that you think you see online, like something like Lives of TikTok, it was very much real in the colleges I worked at. I saw professors talking about the beauty of the Cultural Revolution. They never talked about the famine or the beheadings or the struggle sessions. They talked about the beauty of one giant government coming
together. Or the cannibalism.
Or the cannibalism. No, they don't talk about any of that. And then just on a micro level, I taught writing classes. And the way that the culture has shifted where it makes people afraid to even experiment in writing, right? To write as a different character, to say things that might be risky. It was just, everything was flat, everything was bland, and I was very sad for the state of art. Because this is, I thought colleges should be the place where...
Well, that was the CIA plan starting in the 50s. Yeah. Architecture, art, culture, make it flat, make it ugly to be uninspiring. And what a group of creeps, man.
Oh, it sucks. It sucks. But we can change that. Like, I still have hope. You know, I think if you raise your kids right, we can build that better future.
Well, if they know they're being targeted to be flat, they're going to be the opposite of flat.
Right, right. Christ is rebel king. That's what I've been thinking this whole time, right? And if you need to rebel against this crazy demonic world, you need to go to God, find that foundation, tell your kids about that foundation. Like, I'm very proud. Like, that took me a very long time to believe in God. I'm very stubborn. You know, I was an atheist for a very long time, but I knew it was important for my children as I was watching society get so godless that they need to have that foundation of God.
Well, whether you believe in it or not, and I know it's real, I've seen it, but it's the archetype. You've got to open up, at first, the universe. People don't believe in God. There's God that made this. And once you do, you're like, whoa, I'm above this now, because it's an energetic connection. You're not reaching out to your imagination. You're reaching out to something else outside you. Mm-hmm. And when you open that channel up, you're going to go, wait, I was already open up to all these other channels that didn't care about my free will. Because
right.
Only twisted energy will try to overpower your free will. The real energy of the universe will not do that.
Oh, no. No, I have such a lightness now in my life that I've actually, you know, believe in God now after so many years of darkness. And it wasn't all like I just had, you know, bad days. I've built a family. I did all these great things, but it took a long time for me to realize that. And now that I have, it's amazing. Right. And
well, it's like suddenly taking the blinders off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The problem is you're not going to find it in these fake churches, which they do by design. So then, I mean, that's not God.
Oh, no.
These fake churches, you know, there's nothing to do with it.
No. I see, even in West Virginia, where we're at, there's churches with pride flags. And, you know, I have to tell my kids when they ask, I say that's just the covenant between God and man.
That's a captured church.
Oh, yeah. That's a heretic church. But before I get into this next question, yeah, we can shift to something else. I figure since I'm here, I should address Elon Musk. And I think you have a different take on this, and it's fine.
No, I don't. I think the jury's out on him.
No, it's not even about that. I still just think Elon needs to unban Alex Jones and Ye, two of the most important voices in the world today. And I know I've heard you say he probably shouldn't. And what was the reasoning behind that? Why did you think that?
They put so much evil energy onto me, like I'm the devil with the dumbed down mask, that he's barely hanging on. They've taken 59% of the revenue away. He may not win this fight.
Right.
But if he unbans me, he's basically unbanned almost everybody else. If he unbans me, I'm kind of like the token black sheep that has to be sacrificed. I don't agree with it, but I know why he's doing it. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say I met and talked to Elon Musk lawyers or anything, but I mean, believe me, there's a lot of inside baseball here.
I hope so, because I think Twitter needs you now more than ever.
Well, you know, I don't want to get Elon in more trouble, but since he took over, have you looked at Twitter? I mean, Alex Jones is not banned on Twitter.
No,
and see,
right.
Here's the thing. I really want him to succeed,
yeah.
Whether he's being a double face or triple cross or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's going the right direction. But I mean, I can't help but tell the truth, and I really shouldn't even be saying all this. Okay,
yeah.
Look. We get like 10 million views a day on Twitter now.
Right. So,
I mean, we were banned on there. We're not banned.
No,
on
you're
there. I'm not that good at tweeting. So the great part is,
Right.
Like they banned Tucker Carlson because they are arrogant. That was real.
Right.
And now they want him. They're telling him he can't even have free speech. They're suing him because
right.
He had 104 million views in like, you know, a day and a half.
Yeah.
So that's real.
Yeah. No,
I mean, that's going on. But
I see the numbers. I see Alex Jones on Twitter. I think I just would like that symbolic gesture. But I understand he's already got, you know, his feet to the flames. And I don't fully trust Elon for a lot of different reasons. But I love what he does with Twitter.
Well, let's just say this. People claim Trump was 3D chess. No, Trump's all instinct, all gut, which is 3D because it's your subconscious and unconscious. So Trump's a formidable source, but when he's wrong, it's really pig-headed. But with Elon, this is a 3D chess going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I can actually see his moves. And so I'm like, is this your moves? And he's like, yeah, that's my moves. Most people can't see my moves. But I'm like, but is your move a double cross later? I don't trust him. But I can see right now the moves he's making. I mean, it's devastating, the new world order.
My theory is that he secretly implanted the Neuralink in himself a long time ago, and that's why he can play these wild games and think so differently than most people. And I'll try to segue into the next thing by saying Elon says he believes aliens don't exist, but now we have news out of that, the debrief article that says the government has a non-human spacecraft. Where are you with that?
Look, this intelligence guy's for a real person. And he is the highest level intelligence operative since Colonel Corso and a bunch of others to come out. So when they claim that, oh, he's the first high level intelligence officer to come out and say all this, Corso said, and he was involved in the project on record in the late 40s, that he saw the aliens, he saw the craft. So this new claim that, oh, this is the first person, but he didn't see it, he heard it from other people. This to me is the same Pentagon story about little retarded gray things in tin cans that came here from, you know, a trillion miles away or 25 light years away from, Betelgeuse or whatever, or the Dog Star. So no, this is part of a larger psyop to hide hidden craft, to hide advanced technology, and to create kind of a false alien invasion scenario if they need to later. But they've got the global warming thing, and the climate change is one scam. They've got the virus releases another. They've got race wars another. They've got power outages from hackers is another. They've got a lot of kill switches to get us to accept martial law. But they're warming the alien one up. They've kind of taken it out of the refrigerator and have kind of set it on the counter to warm up before they put it in the oven.
I agree.
So that's what's going on here.
I agree. I think when the smoke clears in New York City from these fires in Canada, they're going to see the fake UFO above for the takeover. But
by the way, you need kind of that haze to project one of the big holograms. It's kind of funny to say that.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking about Blue Beam a lot.
And now they're going to have these hearings in Congress about, oh, he talked to other whistleblowers, but he can't say who they are who saw the aliens. How do you know you didn't get shown a psyop of some craft and some rubber aliens?
Exactly. Remember when Annie Jacobson was on Rogan?
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5 years ago, she said, and she had a source for the book she wrote many years ago who claimed to have worked at Area 51, who said he saw surgically altered humans in a craft to look like aliens, just to freak out the Soviets.
Exactly. This is all a giant psyop that the U.S. has got an alien. You just said it. Moon landings freak out the Soviets. We got aliens freak out the Soviets. Meanwhile, there was a real space program and a whole bunch of dead Air Force astronauts. We did go to the moon. And then for the public, they just had a staged event. But the guys they sent had already been there.
You think she went to the moon?
Oh, I know the guys that ran the operation. Oh, I mean, you know, Raymond Teague, before he died, I've been to his house many times. He worked with my dad, used to camp and hunt with my dad and me. He was a good friend. If you look at the famous black and white Mission Control, he ran the cameras, he ran the radios, he ran the uplinks worldwide. He was the head of Mission Control comms.
Why do you think we haven't gone back?
Well, he would always say he was going to tell me. He couldn't do it. But then he was told that his heart was, he had a bunch of stents and had heart attacks. He's a tough guy. Didn't really realize we had all this last dinner. He wanted to meet at a hotel restaurant, actually the old SAC base at the Hilton. And whereas he'd been stationed when it was a SAC base. It's got an underground base under it, everything. And we had a hand. He said, I'll probably be dead in a few months, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you some of this. And he had, like, presidential medals at his house and, like, and pictures of him and, you know, Nixon and all this stuff.
Right.
So he was, like, a high-level NASA guy. And he said, listen, they had a whole secret space program, a whole duplicate because of the deaths we had and the numbers and the advanced technology. And it was basically our job to run an entirely fake operation. They were in space, but to just basically then reenact what we did because we couldn't actually show you all the advanced technology we had.
So what we saw, the video we've all seen is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Cruise missile down your chimney. So believe me, they've got artillery that goes 50 miles now and can hit a dartboard bullseye.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is something Tim Pool says a lot. I've heard him say about, you know, they didn't just stop making crazy weapons in secret, you know, during the atom bomb. What do you think they've been making ever since? We can't even imagine. The stuff that they can
observe. And that's it. And I had a guy that was on mission control running the comms, the RCA cameras on the moon and the radios. And he was in charge of the people doing this. And he said, he said, all right, I think I'm going to be dead in about a month. And he literally died in like a month. And he said, I can't tell you everything. I don't know everything. But I talked to people involved. They said there was another space program. And that the guys were out there because they were getting the feeds, but that there had been production around it because they couldn't show the public what they'd paid for, and they couldn't show them the technology we had, but that these platforms had been built out in space. And I had the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bowman, Bob Bowman, before he died of cancer, came to these studios and talked about it. He said, I can only tell you this because they actually leaked it on C-SPAN when he was debating one of these guys. He was against the Star Wars program because it, you know, it weaponizes space. And the guy said, well, how dare you? And started admitting a bunch of the programs. He goes, oh, you just released classified information. But Reagan didn't launch it. They just called it Star Wars. Right. When they expanded funding and let the Soviets know we had it. I mean, by the late 70s, they had dozens of robot drones in orbit with both nuclear weapons and meteor gun weapons, which has like a DU Sabo that they launch in the gravity well, so it hits the ground about 35,000 miles an hour. So it's only 100 pounds of DU. He was describing the Sabos, but it has the effect of a good sized atomic bomb.
Yeah.
So you can hit mountain bunkers, you name it, with these things.
I'm not surprised.
And that's in the 70s.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what they've got?
Right. They had heart attack guns back then, too.
They did. That was in Congress. Yeah.
COINTELPRO, right? Do you know the theory about the moon being an alien mothership? What do you think about that?
I don't have it. I mean, if I knew a former head of NASA communications on missions, they told me that, I would believe it, because I was friends with Raymond. He never said that. I mean, I know this, Buzz Aldrin. I got to know Buzz Aldrin. You know, he's been on the show and said some of this, but Buzz Aldrin told me out in California, he said in about 2 years, the Indians are going to crash a probe on the moon that's going to find water. We told them to do that. We already discovered it, but we want them to, you know, get some of the glory. And then I didn't roll my eyes, but then like a year later, it's like Indians to crash probe on moon. A year later, Indians crash probe, prove giant frozen undersea thing. They crash a probe, and again, super fast into it. They have another probe above that when it ejects, it goes down, a couple, and then they pick up the water vapor.
Right.
And so they found that, and I'm like, wow. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, yeah. And, the moon of Mars, I think it's like Charon or something. What's the lone moon Phobos, whatever. The point is that he's like, look at this, and he's like, there's an obelisk, and that's the one, and that's the one the aliens put there that actually points at Saturn, not Jupiter. And we've been out there, and you're sitting there with Buzz Aldrin, and you're going, really? And it's just, and then 2 years later, they crash the probe and find the water. It's like, there's a lot going on we don't know.
I think humanity is on the edge of some major revolution of how we think of ourselves in terms of
space. Yeah, there it is. He said it years before it ever came out. Show that. This is like 15 years ago he did this. Look, that's, what year is that? That's 2020. By the way, he's on the show like in 2009 or 10 or something. He is on the show saying that then, and now they've released it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
and he says they've been there.
Even when it comes to
Buzz Aldrin,
ancient history, they redefine that all the time. Yeah. There's an article out today, I think. I saw it.
Even know that was in the news. Wow.
That's
crazy. We got to go get the Buzz Aldrin interview. Yeah. He got in a lot of trouble for it, by the way.
Oh, really?
I talked to the secretary. Yeah, I was like, can you come back on? He's like, no way. They said NASA flew people in here. They've been in this office for a week. We're coming back on again. And you can think, well, maybe that's a psyop, too. I mean, I don't know.
That's the thing.
Oh, hey, Buzz Aldrin wants to have dinner with you. Oh, yeah,
that's
Buzz Aldrin.
The thing is, my skepticism overflows so much, I don't even know, how to find what's real anymore. That's the problem. In this world, that's why God seems to me like is the only anchor in this reality that we have. So
yeah, there it is. Once revealed, is it saying on Alex Jones' show?
Oh, that'd be great if
because he said that on my show.
That'd be great.
Anyways,
but yeah, I hear who Logan Paul is.
Yeah,
Logan Paul has supposedly some footage of a UFO. People are saying he hasn't shared it yet, but he claims it's amazing. He says it's grainy, but it's really good footage.
There's Logan and Jake.
Yeah, I think it's Logan.
The big one.
I think. I'm not sure.
I've been on his show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Logan, I think you should release that immediately for transparency's sake. Because I'm skeptical of all these videos, even when they're grainy and whatnot. But
yeah, the latest ones I've been sent. I mean, come on, with all this.
That's the thing. With AI now, they could be making better fake spacecrafts, but...
Well, what I can prove is they gave us a poison shot that shuts off our immune system and gives us blood clots. So
exactly.
I can prove that one on. I can prove they're trying to sexualize three-year-olds.
Yep. No, those are like concrete things. Going back to what I was saying about skepticism, though, I was always curious what you think about. How do you balance your skepticism? We know how much the corporate media has lied to us and our bureaucrat class. Like, how do you walk that line of knowing what to trust anymore?
I trust and verify, and I just study history, because every ancient culture said creatures came here and landed and crafted and did all this stuff.
Yep.
And so we see it repeating itself. What's real? What's fake? And in all those cultures, they said the things that came here said, no, we were built by God that runs everything.
Right.
So it's not just the Christian Bible. And I don't take away from Christian. Yep. Some Christians go, oh, you're quoting, this ancient culture and that. Well, yeah, they're backing up what's in the Bible.
Right.
So, when I talk about that, the Egyptians or whatever it is. All I know is I can't get people to admit they're building emergency COVID camps around the world, UN run. We're under a UN treaty that Biden's about to ratify or try to ratify that literally puts us under UN control. It says it. So I just stick to here's the global legislation that totally makes a slave of the UN. And so the public's like, oh, there's no way that's happening. So if I can get folks to admit things that are in their face, then I, at a certain point I just go, okay. Yeah. If you want to be ignorant, you don't want to know. But it's fine to speculate on everything and war game things. But what I do know is thousands of key big stories that, again, the general public's not even aware of, even though I talk about it every day. I think skepticism is key.
Yeah, it's tough just because, like, you don't know what's true anymore. So, like, when I was coming out saying it was a fake alien invasion when the brief article came out, and people get mad because they're like, oh, well, the UFO community wants to believe in it so bad. But I'm like,
well, Greer is right. They're, most of this is human. They're doing it to make us think the aliens are violent.
Right.
If they were violent, they'd already blown us up.
Right.
Okay, and God's in control of all these groups. So I agree with him that, look, it's the same story. I'm an intel officer. I'm the first to say at Roswell we discovered bodies and craft. There's like 50 officers that have come out. The story happens like every year.
Right.
So it's always the same, like we're animals, like the same program, the same lie, the same thing. Yep. And meanwhile, this gets even weirder. Look, son, I'm in Texas. My grandfather was a World War II vet. He worked for oil companies. So the big oil fields then were in New Mexico, in Roswell. And my grandfather from like 46 to like 52, my uncle was born out in New Mexico. They worked and lived in Roswell. The big building then, it's a big square building, it's the petroleum building. So we were coming back from Christmas trip. Like, my grandmother's dead now at 92, but she was probably like 80 or something. This is like 15, 16 years ago. Because my third child wasn't even born then. And we go out to Rio Dosa or whatever, to some mountain thing to ski out there. And so we come back, and it's like 2 days after Christmas, and we stop at a Denny's in Roswell. She's like, oh, yeah, Bill. My grandfather had been dead a few years. He worked right there in the petroleum building, and we lived in a little house right down the street here, and I'm in this Denny's. Nobody's in there. And I'm like, really? I forgot you guys lived in Roswell. Well, what happened in 47 or 48 or whatever year it was? She goes, oh, we were here. I saw the big truck in the tarp and the army men with their guns. And, they said it was all secret. Well, if you look at a map where that thing crashed, there's all these highways and roads. Why would they bring it through Main Street in the middle of the day with the press?
Right.
It was all a psyop. It was all. So my grandmother was there. They're like, there's a flying saucer. The aliens are here. Here, let's all go out here in Roswell on the main road, and then let's sit here and see it. And it was just a joke.
The parade. So we have to constantly balance the psyop of these things, but also we understand that these beings do exist, whether interdimensional or not.
Yeah, they want to control the narrative about it because it's so important.
Right.
And then, again, creatures that are coming from light years away are flying in tin cans and are little and gray and fall over and die. Right. And then our jets can shoot them down. I mean, give me a break, right, folks.
You know about the Carter, the Jimmy Carter story? Where
he's up at the White House. And they see all the aliens. The flying saucers.
He saw the flying saucer outside of a Lions club in Georgia, and then he promised to release UFO information when he got into the presidency. And then he asked, I believe, Bush, who was in charge of the CIA. And the story goes he was rejected and then cried about it, supposedly. But I always like that.
Well, as if the president wasn't in charge of the CIA.
There you go.
But yeah, that's how this works.
Yep, that's exactly right.
People forget George Herbert Walker Bush was the director of the CIA.
Exactly.
Never worked for him. Yeah, right. You know, he actually ran part of the Kennedy assassination. He was photographed at Dealey Plaza.
I wonder if RFK will start saying stuff like that.
Let's finish up for 5 minutes, then we're going to go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.